of course, we need to talk about the success story of Cassini and Huygens. How do you pronounce that, by the way?
I say Huygens.
Huygens.
Yeah, named, of course, after Christian Huygens, the Dutch astronomer who discovered Titan in 1655. It was the first new planet, the first new object discovered after Galileo made his famous discoveries in 1610 of the moons of Jupiter, which, of course, busted the whole universe wide open. So we've known about Titan for a long time, and we've wondered about it. But it's been very hard to learn much about the surface environment because it's shrouded in clouds and hazes. You know, sort of like Venus is in the inner solar system, this cloud-shrouded mystery world. Titan plays that role in the outer solar system.
I would call Titan a planet, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. I mean, you know, the planet moon, technically we call it a moon because it orbits Saturn, which is a planet. But in terms of what it's like, its characteristics, it's larger than Mercury, it's larger than Pluto, and it has a complex environment. So, you know, it is a planet. It's fine to call it a planet. You're not violating any scientific rules. And in fact, what we've learned about it in the last couple of weeks, that now that we've finally gotten there after a 7-year journey from Earth, riding on the side of Cassini with this Huygens probe, and then after launching on Christmas Eve the Huygens probe from Cassini, and then, you know, this hair-raising,
oh, it was exciting,
knuckle-biting,
yeah,
entrance into the atmosphere. And a lot of it, I was actually really worried, you know, that it might not work, because we only get one shot, and it's really far away.
That's right.
And we've never tried to operate a spacecraft that, we've never tried to land that far from Earth anywhere. We've never tried to operate a spacecraft in conditions that extreme. So, you know, there was really a chance it wouldn't work, I thought. And then when it did, not only did it work spectacularly, but the images and the information are so fantastic that now I think Titan is in many ways the most interesting place in the solar system other than Earth. In fact, it's in many ways it's turning out to be the most Earth-like place.
It's like a younger Earth. It's like Earth might have been 4 billion years ago.
Yeah, and it's sort of like a frozen Earth. But the really interesting thing is that there are processes going on there on Titan that are so similar to what we see going on Earth. There are rivers flowing, and there are cliffs and shorelines, only it's so frozen, it's so cold, it's minus 300 Fahrenheit, it can't possibly be flowing water making the rivers like on Earth. So it turns out there's this whole, it's like an alternate world, an alternate reality in which liquid methane, liquefied natural gas, is playing the same role that water plays on Earth, in forming clouds and raining and forming these rivers.
Well, let me ask you, does liquid methane, at what degrees Fahrenheit does it freeze?
Well, it's interesting because the surface temperature of Titan and the surface pressure are near the what we call the triple point.
It's like
methane.
It's like 400 degrees minus, right?
Yeah, well, exactly. It freezes at about minus, I think closer to 350 Fahrenheit.
The liquid methane freezes?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it would form methane ice. And that was actually one of the worries, by the way, on the Titan probe as it fell through the atmosphere. One of the unknowns was, would there be icing? You know, just like the icing that...
On a wing of a plane, yeah.
Exactly. With water, would we get enough frozen methane that it would cause that probe to fail? And we didn't know, but apparently that didn't happen. But we did discover when we landed that there is abundant liquid methane in that surface. So there's a cycle, just like the hydrological cycle of Earth, of liquid methane evaporating, raining, cycling through and carving that landscape. And it's so dynamic and so analogous to what we see going on Earth that it can't help make you wonder, well, if this place is so alive in a geological sense, could it also be alive in a biological sense?
And when we come back, I want you to speculate for us. You're a scientist. I know you hate that word, speculate.
Oh, I love speculation. as long as we label it that way.
What kind of organisms, critters, could be alive on Titan, if possible? And also, very quickly, David, are they still analyzing the data, or are they done with it now?
Oh, no. I mean, we're just getting started. I mean, you know, there was a lot of data, and they're just starting to figure out and just starting to release it. And it's going to be weeks, months, really even years before we fully understand what we've seen.